From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Firefighters in Southern California are keeping an eye on the weather today. They're battling a blaze that's been bearing down on hundreds of homes in Palmdale, north of Los Angeles. Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger was in Palmdale yesterday. He said the fire season is just getting started.
In California, there is never just one fire. You know, when the wind kicks up and when it gets really hot, we know there are more than one fires that start. And as a matter of fact, there were years since I've been in office, I think it was 2 years ago, where there were 2,000 fires at one time.
The weather is not expected to be of much help today. Another round of 90-degree heat and gusting winds in the forecast. The blaze is reported to be 20% contained. The official death toll in the devastating floods in Pakistan has topped 800. The United Nations says at least 1 million people have been affected. The BBC's Lisa Doucette reports a main northwestern city of Peshawar with a population of some 3 million has been cut off.
2 days after large parts of northwest Pakistan were hit by heavy monsoon rains, relief teams are still struggling to respond to this major disaster. The head of the UN's coordination office in Pakistan, Manuel Bessler, told the BBC he still could not describe with certainty the full scale of this emergency. He's still having trouble reaching his own offices in some of the worst affected areas, where electricity, telephone lines and roads remain cut. He said 45 bridges have been washed away in the Swat Valley alone.
The BBC's Lisa Doucette reporting from northwest Pakistan. The weather is suspected in this week's crash of a passenger jet in Pakistan, but officials hope the black box flight data recorder that's been recovered can shed more light on what happened. The AirBlue flight crashed Wednesday into the hills overlooking the Pakistani capital of Islamabad. All 152 people on board were killed. Germans are holding a memorial service today in the city of Duisburg for the 21 people killed in a stampede at the Love Parade Techno Music Festival last weekend. As NPR's Eric Westervelt reports, many continue to call for the city's mayor to step down.
The memorial service is expected to do little to quell the ongoing anger at Duisburg Mayor Adolf Sauerland. Protest marchers and numerous editorials continue to say that the mayor should have the decency to resign. Many charge him and Love Parade founders with totally inadequate planning and organization for the techno music festival, which attracted hundreds of thousands of people. The 21 deaths and hundreds of injuries occurred after panic and a stampede broke out in an overcrowded tunnel, the only entranceway to the festival. Festival grounds. Germany's Chancellor Angela Merkel interrupted a summer vacation to attend the memorial service, along with German President Christian Wolff. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Berlin.
And from Washington, this is NPR News. Republicans are critical of President Obama's jobs agenda. Nebraska Senator Mike Johann says Mr. Obama's commitment to small business rings hollow.
You talk about creating jobs, and that sounds good. But your policies just do the opposite, with a fiercely anti-business tone.
Johann was speaking in the GOP's weekly address. He focused on a rule in the new health care law that he says means extra and expensive paperwork for small businesses. Mr. Obama used his weekly address to blast Senate Republicans for blocking a small business lending bill. He accused them of holding the nation's small businesses hostage to politics. Residents of Rhinebeck, New York, are bracing themselves for Chelsea Clinton's wedding today. She's getting married there later this evening. And as NPR's Brian Reed reports, almost every detail has been kept under wraps.
The only thing about the wedding that the Clinton family has confirmed is the date and the groom, investment banker Mark Mizvinsky. Still, that leaves a lot up to speculation. Lila Pogge owns a store near the only stoplight in town. Like other residents and business owners, members of the media have been begging her for clues.
Hollywood Access called, and they wanted to know what we knew about the wedding. We know nothing about the wedding. They wanted to know if it was true if the wedding party had bought the Rhinebeck Farmers Market bags and were going to fill them with vegetables and give them to their guests.
The location of the wedding is expected to be Astor Courts, a mansion designed by Stanford White in 1902. Brian Reed, NPR News.
And I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News, in Washington.